Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
Tony Taco Bell, Tony Sansonetti.
Why did you go with Taco Bell, man?
I had Taco Bell.
What'd you have?
Bitch, I had a fucking cheesy gordita crunch and a fucking chicken quesadilla.
We just had this conversation. yeah, that's the best combo. That's what we were talking about. That's my favorite. Yeah.
Anyone who gets any of those stupid new burritos, like, dude, you have a quesarito? Fuck off.
Have you had a quesarito?
No.
It's fucking dope. It's like a quesadilla, but with a burrito, and it's, it has sour cream.
So it explains itself.
Yeah, it's a quesadilla burrito, but it has sour cream, which is dope. It's a good combo, man, and I'm not going to lie. But I will say that there's more quesadilla sauce on a quesadilla than there is on the quesarito, which is why I prefer the quesadilla. How do you feel about the mini quesadillas? Welcome to Taco Corner.
I don't like
Corner.
Shredded fucking chicken.
Not over, from Taco Bell. No. That's for sure.
They're not worth their fucking weight, man. And the Baja sauce is so good on cheesy gordita crunch. I don't know why everything in there doesn't have Baja sauce.
Have you had the XXL burrito?
Nah.
That has Baja sauce on it. And it has the ranch guac. Which you'd
they
probably
should
like.
Be using that way more.
You should try the XXL burrito. I bet you'd like it. That was one of my go-tos for a long time.
I always hated big, dumb, sloppy burritos.
It's not sloppy, but it is like a foot and a half long, I think. Not a foot and a half. It's like a foot long. It's big. It's like a Taco Tano's, like
Jesus
El Bigo.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm on week three of Hate My Life diet, which is nice. I've lost 10 pounds,
What's
though.
That? Eggs and fucking romaine lettuce?
Eggs and romaine, yeah, I'm basically turning into a turtle. I crawl out of my pond, I eat eggs, and I go back in it and play Batman in my cave. Tonight at work, we had such a shit fucking night. The power went out for like a second. The power was out all over the area, but we had like four fuck-up pizzas just sitting around.
And you ate them.
I fucking held strong, bro. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, comb your hair over so you
well,
look good on the fucking podcast.
Well, I hurt my head. I had an itch on my head. Oh, judge everything, bitch.
I will. But I stayed strong. I didn't eat any. Dude, they had a stuffed crust there. It was pepperoni and fucking sausage. And my lord, I wanted to put it in my... The whole thing. Just fold it in a bunch and just eat it like a baseball.
When are you going to get back to eating what you love and being happy?
No, I am happy. I'm happier. I feel better, you know? Like, I feel good, which is nice. Not drinking helps a lot as well. That's a big thing. And not spending days hungover. That's a good thing.
Well, yeah, it's better for everyone.
Yeah. See, you're not even like, good for you, man. You're like, yeah, thank God. Well, moving on.
What? Which part?
Fuck off, Jesus.
No, I'm proud of the first part.
So, you remember last week we were talking about those pillows that play music?
Yeah.
And we couldn't think of a cool name?
Yeah.
Got one. Ready?
Mm.
MPZs. Mm. Boom. What's up?
It's going to sell billions.
What are you bringing to the table right now?
I thought of that idea.
No, you didn't. Your girlfriend did.
Same thing.
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's like...
you can't take her credit.
You know, it's like by appropriation, by association.
Really? Is that appropriation by association?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's how the term goes.
Uh-huh.
You fucking idiot. MPZs, dude. I thought
every
that was...
good idea you have is Josie's, and then I have to like get it out of you. I'm like, who
not
thought
always,
of that?
Not always. A lot of the time. Well, moving shit around, yeah. She's got a good eye for like where things should go, though. But there's been a lot of things that I've gained an eye for and I've done and that are good. Tony hates change, it turns out. I didn't know this so much, but he is a fucking motherfucker when it comes to change.
What's the point?
Exactly. Why should anything be different once it's there?
It's sitting in the comfy place. Hey, let's put the TV on the ceiling and fucking everybody lays on pillows and looks up.
That
no!
sounds nice. And that's no one ever nice. Said that. I was like, hey, can I want to move this over a foot so it's centered in this wall? And he's like, there's a fucking glare now.
I'm just like,
it sounded,
was I, there a point?
I thought I heard a gun click when I
you
moved it over.
You know who sees the difference? Hmm. You.
Yeah?
That's the only human.
Yeah.
So it only appeases you.
Yeah, and gives you a glare and that you just want to eat a
so
bullet afterwards.
If anything, it's only worse. You can't tell me how that's better. You can't defend your reasoning.
It's just that you're like, well, now this seat sucks. I'm like, you don't watch the TV when you're in the seat anyways.
What if I want to? What if we're watching a fucking sweet movie?
Well, in fucking 4 minutes after the fight scene's over, you're going to be on your phone anyways. Phone
researching the movie.
Doubt that. You're researching how to fucking get to China in a fucking freight coffin or some shit.
No, dude, it's going to be a fucking cargo ship, but I'm going to be on the deck with the crew.
Working for 3 months while you sail to China?
I more just watch them work.
Yeah. You can't see it, everyone.
It's my dream.
He got really annoyed the one night when he brought it up. Just, you know, like, wait, what? You would hate that. You would hate that.
Me?
Yeah. No, the other person in the fucking room. Paul, you'd hate that.
That's you guys projecting, dude. I wouldn't hate it. You'd hate it.
I know you pretty fucking well, and you would not like that. You would like it for maybe 3 days.
I don't know, man.
You had a month off of work, and although you were in pain, you still did, you were like, I just want to go back to work. It's so boring to be here.
It is boring as fuck to be able to not do nothing.
Yeah, I mean, but you can still play video games, watch movies.
I barely even did that. I was, like, miserable and just watched, like, shitty Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
You did watch a lot of that during the time.
Just
because
it was like, I don't even want to have to fucking look at the screen if I don't want to. Like,
and all the Indiana Joneses.
Yeah.
Got
a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, that was a fucking, that was a big weekly recommendation.
Well, I got
rejection.
A pretty thick one for you here today. I bet you can handle it. You're used to them.
Yeah, my pooper's ready for it. All right, so news, Tone. The Venom trailer, what'd you think?
That was pretty cool at the end.
Go on, please.
Oh,
wow. Jesus Christ.
Beyond that.
Oh, it was neat at the end. Anyways.
I mean, I would watch it for the last 30 seconds. But it might be awesome. It also, that might have been fucking 80% of the action.
Yeah.
That's the scary thought.
I do not have a lot of faith in this movie. The trailer did look dope, but I mean, like, I've been screwed by trailers before, which we will get into later. And, but yeah, I don't know. I think that there's like a 70% chance that it's not that good.
Yeah,
that's what I'm kind of putting it on. You know?
Yeah, I mean, is there going to be, who's he going to be against? Like, I don't even get any like.
It's called like the Life Corporation. See, all right. So in the comic that they're basing it off of, it's called Lethal Weapon, I think. And Eddie Brock flees to San Francisco after him and Spider-Man have it out in Carnage and all that shit. And he comes to San Francisco to start a new life, and they're like, holy shit, that's the fucking murderer, Eddie Brock, and also yeah. Venom. And the Life Foundation or the Life Corporation, that might not even be right, they take a piece of a symbiote suit and then make it into a weapon, basically, to guard a new town they're building.
Okay.
And they're building this new town because there's an underground town below it that is full of gold.
Oh, so at least it's a fucking strong-rooted story with
lots of logic.
I'm not
even making this shit up. I was reading it, and I was like, this is rough. But Spider-Man shows up and they team up at the end, so that might happen in this movie. They said Tom Holland's supposed to be in it, but he's going to fight four different symbiotes. I guarantee they're not going to go with the gold town and the underground people and shit.
Yeah, no El Dorado.
Yeah. But yeah, Venom trailer, it's out there. Check it out.
Cool
name
drop. When I said El Dorado.
All right, so have you seen the Halloween trailer?
No, I haven't, dude.
It's Jamie Lee Curtis is in it.
Yeah, just old as shit.
It's a Blumhouse movie. Is that how you say it, or is it Blumhouse?
I think it's Blum.
Okay, it's B-L-U-M. I wasn't sure.
Blumhouse.
It is Blumhouse.
What a shitty name.
Right?
Yeah,
it would be
it is
Blum,
Blumhouse.
Right?
Blumhouse.
But they're doing that thing. I think I told you about it. If you see like four of their new features before like November something, you get them all four for free on digital. And it's Truth or Dare, Halloween, like Break-In. It's about people breaking into a house and the first purge.
Ooh.
So I'll have the first purge and Halloween at least.
Well, those two will be cool.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. The new Halloween looked all right. It might be dope. Who knows?
Who knows?
Have you seen the trailer for Kin? K-I-N?
No.
Okay. So James Franco's in it, and it's kind of like a dystopian future. Uh-oh. He's in people.
Maybe.
It's this little kid finds like a weapon that's like not from our planet or super advanced technology, possibly from the future or high military upgrade. And his brother gets out of jail, and then his brother was like involved with gangs. He's trying to like space himself apart, but he owes James Franco's character a lot of money. He's like, hey, I'm just letting you know, I'm not ghosting you. I want to pay you and just get out of this.
Yeah.
And he then like they kind of get into it and shit like that. The gang and this kid's brother. And so the kid like comes up to the gang and like tries to protect him with that giant gun that like evaporates pool tables.
Okay.
It's a sick alien gun. It looks kind of like the gun from Halo, like your main rifle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the whole movie's kind of based on that. And then like the alien people or the future people or the fucking military, whoever it is, start to come after him as well. Yeah. So it's like gang military versus this kid with a super gun.
What do you think Ken is for?
Oh, that means family?
I know, but do you think...
It's his fucking brother. What do you mean? That's good. Whoa, wow. What are... So, like...
What? What's
nothing.
Up?
Never mind.
Go ahead, critique me some more.
No, you're good.
I was just trying to fucking feed you so you could give off
more knowledge. Because you definitely looked like, huh, yeah, that is
I didn't hear what you said.
Kin?
No, or earlier when you were saying they were brothers. I just didn't hear that detail.
Yeah, you did.
Nuh-uh.
How do you not listen? See, we're the only people in this room.
Listen, dude. I didn't hear it here first.
Fox is trying to do a choose-your-own-adventure movie for smartphones. So they're going to shoot a movie with a whole bunch of different ways to go about it and different storylines, and you choose in real time how it's going to go. They tried this in the 1970s with fucking joysticks. How insane is that? In theaters.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
the crowd would choose the crowd would choose left or right, which story line they wanted, and then they would pick the majority.
It's almost like a fucking bracket. What if you never get your choice you want? Lame movie.
Yeah, well, I'm sure once it comes out on... Well, I guess it wouldn't have come out on video back then.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
What's also all the options you'd have to put in there if you go left, then right, then left, left, left.
Well, no.
Right.
So you come up to the first thing and then you go left or right and say you go right, then you're going to come up to another thing in the movie and you go left or right. So they have to shoot many different variations of the same story so that it continues that storyline.
That's nuts.
So it's kind of neat if you have a really deep-seated content movie and made it this huge experience to where there's so many different ways to experience the actual movie. Pretty neat.
Okay. It's like you're filming a series almost, but you're filming one movie.
And you also get to choose.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's the future, dude.
But it's going to be on your phone. I'm assuming they're not trying to do it in theaters because that would be annoying. Like you said, you go to the theater three times and you see the same fucking movie.
Yep. I'd hate that. I got some news, dude.
Oh, by all means.
Oh, Elon Musk announced that he's going to make a cyborg dragon.
You didn't know that?
What?
I'm kidding.
You didn't know that. You didn't know that.
That's the, is that the Virgin Airlines guy?
No, that's Charles Branson. Okay. Elon Musk is Tesla Motors and he's SpaceX.
Oh, yeah, the genius.
Yeah, he's said everything he's going to do and he's done it. Within a few years.
So he's making a cyborg dragon?
He said that's what he said.
For what reason? Why do we need one?
Then again, he said, I'm going to put tubes under the ground. Now they're making underground tunnels in L.A. and San Francisco for fucking 500-mile-an-hour travel.
Oh, yeah.
But he didn't make any sense when he said that. Or he's like, I'm going to put a car in space. What's that for? He did it.
I mean, the travel makes sense. The car makes sense. Jetsons. Why do we need a cyborg dragon?
Jetsons. No, he launched a convertible in space and it's just floating. But he said he was going to do it. It's insane.
Oh, I thought you meant it was a car.
Then he legit spent money on fuel to carry the weight of a fucking convertible up into space just to leave it.
That's a lot of money.
He may actually make a cyborg dragon.
Yeah, he might. What do you think he'd name it?
Oh, dude, I'd probably name it fucking
nice.
T-Flex.
T-Flex?
It's like a dinosaur.
That's all you could come up with. I thought a T-Rex, and then I got the T-Flex.
Cyber-Rex.
There you go. You're getting to better.
Yeah.
Cyborg Dragon's actually a pretty dope name.
Dinobot.
That already exists.
Damn it.
God.
I'm going to Google it.
Robo-Dragon.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you hear about the new Godzilla movie has King Ghidorah in it? I think we talked about this.
Yeah.
The guy that played George in Mighty Joe Young, the white gorilla, he's playing King Ghidorah.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that neat?
That's pretty cool.
Pretty neat. So I think it was Paramount. They announced a bunch of films, one of them being Sonic the fucking Hedgehog.
Whoa.
Now.
What? Animated?
I'm assuming the Toy Story-ish, but... It looked more like Rango. You know how Rango looks kind of realistic?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be like that, but with a really cartoon version of Sonic in it.
Or fucking Speed Racer.
Yeah. Wasn't that the fucking Wachowski twins?
Yeah. With Emil Hirsch.
Insane.
Yeah.
You're hey.
Unreal.
Want to hear the coolest concept ever? The Wachowski fucking siblings, Emil Hirsch, Speed Racer. And they're like, oh my God, is it good? You're like, not at all.
Mm-mm. pile of hot garbage.
It is rough to watch. The last thing that I have is Shane Black's Predator. We've been talking about that for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
That finally got a synopsis.
Oh, good.
It also has been going under a huge third act restructure, which is not a good sign. Well, sometimes is a good sign. That, like, Rogue One, there's a lot of reshoots for that, and that movie rocks.
That movie rocks.
There was a lot of reshoots for Justice League. You can tell, you know?
Yeah, feel it.
That's like the one that people always, when they report about this shit, they're like, going through reshoots, I don't know. Like, what if Solo rocks? They almost reshot the entire movie.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you, assholes. But even though I'm one of them. All right, so the synopsis is, the most dangerous hunters in the galaxy come to a small town where only a ragtag team of soldiers and a disgruntled science teacher can stop them. No fucking joke. That was the fucking synopsis that I read. I'm not, like, trying to church that up. Like, it said ragtag team of soldiers and a disgruntled fucking science teacher, Tony.
So it's Rambo First Blood with a team.
It sounds like AVPR because they're in a fucking town. Like, that was kind of bummed me out about that. But then I started to cognitively reframe it. I was like, let's look at the good side. Shane Black's awesome. Lethal up in rocks. We love fucking Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. He's written a lot of good shit, and he's directed well.
Predators is awesome.
Predators you loved. He didn't do that.
He should follow suit and make a gritty rated R fucking, like, movie.
So it could be still.
It better be rated R.
I also heard, and this is not good, but they did kind of do this in Predators. Huh. They're splicing the Predator blood with animal DNA to try to make themselves even better hunters.
Ooh, they got, like, gorilla fucking paws?
So, or, like, actual fucking, like, elephant tusks.
Yeah.
Like, they kind of had in the, in Predators.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of neat. Or it could be really shitty.
Oh, horrible.
Yeah, that,
like,
could go.
Like, manimal.
Like, when I read this whole thing, I was like, this could either be really good news or really horrific news. But ugh. I'm still excited to see it, man.
God, they're going to have, like, lion manes.
You got, that's, I'm hoping, at least. Maybe, like, a fucking,
We should have some people of our listeners draw some predators with animal features.
Like a snake tongue.
Snake tongue and lion mane and, you know, giraffe neck.
Give him a rattler on his ass.
I'm a snake.
I'm a snake. All right, so I didn't ask you how you've been or anything like that. We just talked about Taco Bell. So how have you been?
Just stressed and tired, and I was glad I went to bed early the one night earlier this week. And then I went and did a bunch of stuff today.
So funny. I'm really happy that I went to bed early that one night, this one time this week. You know, that was nice.
I just, cool, because we had a debate about, like, should we just fucking, like, bust out a podcast that night? And I was like, man, I just want to sleep as much as humanly possible.
No, that wasn't that night. That was the next night where you're up till, like, 1:30 in the morning. So was I with you.
Oh, we had a blast.
Yeah, we watched Doctor Strange, which we'll talk about.
Yeah.
But yeah, you were working. I understood. You were doing stuff.
Oh, yeah. I had to bust.
That's why we didn't
bullshit.
Record on Wednesday. So then I took my long day to my next open to do this with you. Because I love you, man.
Oh, dude, you're so
powerful. I'm trying to make sacrifices. Because I know that you've been through a lot, and I'm trying to help you out now.
Thanks, dude. We could have recorded this, you know, tomorrow night, too, if you wanted, bro.
No, definitely not.
Why not?
Tomorrow's a cheat day for me, so that's where I get to drink beer and fucking eat horribly. It's awesome.
What?
You get it all out of your system. You have to have it, like, when you're dieting, like, kind of, like, strict, you need to give yourself
Oh, you need to get
leeway.
Wasted.
No, like, a leeway. Like, I don't drink throughout the week because, like, I used to drink a lot during the week and it was a lot of empty calories. So now I dedicate one day to where I don't have to do anything the next day, so I'm not, like, going into work hungover or anything like that anymore. I just dedicate the next day to being okay to be hungover, you know? And then eat badly and stuff like that. It's nice. Nice to give yourself indulgence when you're trying to be so regimented.
Oh, yeah, dude. I like to indulge sometimes during my regiment.
Well, I mean, like, you know how, like, you, like, stress eat?
M&M's, yeah.
Is that your stress food?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You have had a lot of M&M's lately.
I have a big bag.
We're just getting the regular bags.
And Courtney got me a little bag of the crunchy ones, and I was like, son of a bitch, there's more.
The pretzel ones?
No, the ones that are like,
Oh, the crunch bars. Yeah. Those are all right.
I'm okay.
I like peanut M&M's are my favorite.
I got a big bag of those.
Yeah, the yellow bag. That's a good shit.
Yeah, I just stress eat that, which I should stress, eat, you know, carrots and kale and, you know,
no, you can't
water.
Do that. You need the comfort food. You need the shit that makes your brain happy.
I'm making fucking chicken breasts after we're done with this.
Are you? I need to make some hard-boiled eggs. We don't need to talk about that.
Wow!
We're like, I'm making freaking chicken breasts after
oh,
this.
Oh, dude, earlier I went to the bathroom and I replaced the toilet paper. Just so you know, we got some fresh TP in there,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I put two in the bathroom
wow,
downstairs.
Wow, yeah, gee whiz.
On my day off yesterday, that's what I did.
You heard it here.
But yeah, man, so I'm sorry that you've been so stressed out lately, but yeah, that's what, like, that's why we couldn't record tomorrow. Cause I just want to have, I want to get off work and just have like it be off from Saturday at 5 till fucking
dropping acid
until Monday at 10 a.m. when I have
doing
to go back.
Doing Molly.
I just want to be not doing anything.
Yeah. Eating shrooms.
I don't want to have to fucking abide by anybody's times or like, hey, we need to go do this. I might try to go see Infinity War.
Whoa.
That's the only thing I really...
Take some peyote?
Yeah, I'm going to take peyote and then go see Infinity War.
You know it's at the Linda?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I saw Dark Knight Rises there opening weekend. That's not that insane. It's
Should
a big
I
movie.
Go there?
Got it. The sound when Dark Knight Rises came out, and not only that, Bane's the main fucking
yeah.
character. So it was like...
That's a bad one. Wonder if they've updated
I was like,
anything.
I was so excited for this. Now all I can do is see it.
Wonder,
it was like watching it through someone's car window. Like it up. That's how it sounded.
Yeah, I guess I'd rather not see a fucking movie with cellophane over my ears.
Yeah, yeah. And like the screen's like a little dim, like a little fucked up.
I don't know. Maybe they upgraded.
The floors feel like flypaper.
Those floors and chairs are gangly.
Yeah, the chairs even. You like sit down, it's like...
Oh yeah, I sink into it. I'm like, my butt's just touching the fucking concrete.
The sticky, sticky
dude,
concrete.
And then you get the one that like won't go back up, and you're like, oh god, I'm trying to kick up the seat so I don't look like a fucking asshole.
You know how like movie theaters are slanted?
Yeah.
So like going down, for those listening, if you've never been to a movie theater, they're decline, correct?
If you've never been to a movie theater.
Someone bought beers into a movie theater, and it wasn't me.
Oh, I know what you're gonna say.
Yeah, and fucking like dropped it, and it was like... Kling, kling. It was
dude,
during
the
quiet. The
window's long too.
Yeah, yeah. It sucks.
It's a long, really slow angle.
Yeah. So it's just picking up speed, but hitting chairs, just loud as fuck. I'm like, oh,
that's so funny.
Son of a bitch. All right. I went camping. I went to Hocking Hills. That was cool.
Yeah, you did. Tell me about the kills.
What?
What'd you kill?
Oh, nothing. I killed some wood in a campfire.
Dude.
Went into a hot tub.
Ass.
I will highly recommend
Acorn. Went into a hot tub at your campground.
Hmm?
Did you build a hot tub out of clay?
Yeah. I'm a survivalist.
So dope.
Yeah. I boiled the water using a giant pane glass. I just heated it up from the sun's
ooh,
light.
Ooh, I was going to say, would you fucking like get some boulders hot in the fire and toss them in?
That too, yeah. Heat
bubble
rocks.
Bubble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's, yeah.
Hocking Hills. You heard it here.
No, it's called Acorn Acres. It's the Frontier Lodge. It's like $129 a night. That's insane price for like out there. And you get a hot tub, a fire pit. It's pretty secluded. There is a cabin right across the like way from you, but it's still super nice. And it's a beautiful little cabin. It was awesome. And just don't do anything when you go
there.
Do you
think you're close enough to where your fucking neighbors, if they were there when you were there, couldn't would have been like, hey, we should introduce. How's it going?
I think people would keep to themselves because I feel like that's like not maybe during the summer if like they were drinking outside or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
because they are close enough to where you would see them. But most of the shit's like in your backyard.
The listeners don't know, but how far away from like our front porch were they from you to Josie's house?
No, closer than that. There was, it was like it's almost as, there's like a street splitting you in a yard.
Oh, okay.
That's if that makes sense. Like a one lane road, yeah. Like a driveway basically, and then like a yard and then the other cabin. And there's two on your left and right. But I mean, there wasn't like anyone really there while we were there, which rocked. We went out of season. I think season starts in like May. Well, not this year because it's so fucking cold and shitty. God damn.
May's like April in this season.
Yeah. All right, so let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections. I watched The Watch.
Oh yeah, the one with the
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill, there he is.
Ben Stiller. Vince Vaughn.
I forget this movie completely.
It's where aliens
come
in.
You told me earlier what it was about, but I was like, I don't recall any of it.
It was actually, I laughed at quite a few parts, but it's not great. I'd give it like a 5.
Yeah.
It's decent. There's like, I think watching it for the first time, you'll laugh at some shit. But yeah.
What were they? Why were they security guards?
No, Ben Stiller works at Costco, and he is always starting clubs and teams and shit like that, like in his neighborhood. Like yeah. he's part of the running, like he's the head of everything. Yeah. He likes, I think he likes to give power over other people, but also give to the community. And he starts the neighborhood watch once the security guard of Costco gets murdered inside Costco.
Okay.
He's skinned alive.
I vaguely remember it.
It's like
yeah.
a rated R, like fucking a heavy R too. I mean, it's a hard R. So yeah, it's like I said, like first time watching, you'd probably give it like a 6-7, but like yeah. rewatching it for the second time, I'm like, ah, this is enjoyable, but meh.
Yeah.
Not bad though.
What'd Lots of titties. You heard it here.
No, not a lot of titties. Oh, actually, there is a sex dungeon scene with the guy that plays Dr. Manhattan and Watchmen. They keep thinking he's an alien. They, yeah. And he's like, come on in, boys. The party's just about to start. And they hear like, oh, God. And they're like, oh, no, they're skinning people alive. And then fucking, it's just a huge orgy. He's like, welcome to paradise. it's kind of funny. Go ahead. What'd you see?
Wow.
We're doing a podcast?
I thought you were listing all of yours. That's how you usually do it.
No, we usually go back and forth. We've been doing this for a while.
No, usually it's like you say one, then I read all of mine, and that's all you watched this week was one thing.
Not true at all. I don't do much.
I already said I watched the Venom trailer. Get out of there.
Stop confusing me.
I watched Barry, this show with...
Buried Alive by Love.
No, it's... why the fuck would I want to engage? Why the fuck do I talk? What the fuck's the point? Answer these questions for me. Fucking question, fucking answer, asshole.
That's my superpower.
It's a show about a hitman who wants to be an actor, so he starts taking, like, classes and shit against his, like, handler's, like, discretion.
Yeah.
But it's a comedy, like, you know, kind of a fucking dark comedy. And it's pretty funny. It's got an actor that I forget his name right now, Bill Hader.
Ah.
And it's pretty good so far. I mean, I'm not, like, into it, but...
How many episodes?
3.
What?
I've watched 3.
Oh, I thought there was 3 total. I meant, like, how many episodes?
Oh, I think 10.
Okay. Speaking of episodes, I watched all of Lost in Space.
Wow. Where'd you find the time?
It's only 10 episodes. And some of them are, like, 48 minutes. Some of them are 1.05 hours. Who knows? I actually really enjoy this. It's kind of getting shit on. It's not... It didn't get picked up, like, as soon as it aired. Didn't break Netflix like Luke Cage or... whatever the fuck else breaks Netflix.
Yeah.
But Lost in Space, it's like Lost, the show. Like, there's like a bad event happening.
House of Cards, that breaks Netflix.
When the first...
Yeah, the first few seasons.
The first season didn't. That was a sleeper. No one gave a shit about that. They were like, holy God, this looks like fucking the... What's that fuck? West Wing?
The West Wing.
Yeah, it's like, oh, they made West Wing on Netflix? Fuck this. And it's like, well, Kevin Spacey's in it.
Yeah.
I mean, House of Cards is a gem, and it sucks that Kevin Spacey just had to fucking try to make out with young boys back in the day and be a creep.
Yeah.
And now we'll never get to see him in anything ever again because he's banished.
Now, yeah, dude, he is
going... You are banished forever,
going
Spacey.
To France to hang out with Francis
Go
Ford
back
Coppola.
To your planet K-Pax. He's actually an alien. You ever seen K-Pax?
No, good I forget stuff. It.
All right, so Lost in Space. It's like Lost. Like, they deal with, like, an event that happens, like, oh, fuck, this is happening. We got to fix it and shit.
Oh, yeah.
But... they give cool origins to certain things. I mean, you watched the 90s movie recently. We did a test of Tony on it. You remember?
Yeah.
Matthew LeBlanc.
So hot.
And,
what?
Matthew
Shut LeBlanc. Up. Cat Paul agrees.
Yeah.
Matt LeBlanc is hot as
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, all right. Blow him.
I was always down for Joey, dude.
He was good. So it has that to it. And then it has really, you walked in when I was watching like a part of it and you're like, wow, this is really pretty.
Oh, it's because I got to actually see fucking an AI robot.
What do you mean?
The robot was in it.
Yeah, no, you walked in on a different part. Oh, yeah, I guess he was in that part as well. But you saw him at the beginning of it. We watched the first episode.
No, I never met him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You went upstairs that quick?
Probably.
That was in the first, like, 20,
I don't remember seeing
minutes.
That cool alien, because he reminds me of the Geth from Mass Effect 2.
Oh, shit.
So that's why I liked him a lot.
He also has the same look, kind of, other than the tank part of it, of the Lost in Space robot from the 90s movie.
Yeah.
He just doesn't have tank treads for some fucking weird reason.
It is weird. They're like, those are so not the way we want to go with
what
this
do you
robot.
Want? What do you need in space? Tank treads on the ship, that's for sure.
We're going to need to be able to roll around over things.
I
want to
spend most of my day mopping up this motherfucker's mess.
I want him to shred the floor when he drives.
Yeah, just crack it. We don't need it. Why not?
Every turn is ruin.
It looks great. All right. But yeah, Lost in Space, I give it like a 7.5. It's not going to blow your mind, but the last episode was fucked up intense. Like, I was sitting there at the edge of my goddamn seat.
Cool. So watch the last episode.
No, watch the whole thing. Oh. I think you would really enjoy it, actually. I think you would like, the girl that plays Penny is really funny. She's like the young, quippy one.
Yeah.
I think that you'd really enjoy Judy. You would like the dad a lot because he's like the survivalist Marine, like, kind of like, I just felt like I had to do a greater good for the world. I don't know. I think they do well with the characters, which I enjoy about that show.
Yeah.
It's not like Iron Fist where you're like, holy shit, this sucks, and I don't give a shit about who's on fucking screen right now.
Yeah, that was a tired
or
mess.
Jessica Jones season 2, that fucking dumb blonde, that fuck Trish. Oh, son of a bitch, that character sucks. Makes me like feel like the show's medicine when I have to watch it, you know?
Yeah. Did you ever watch the DC show, like, about mutants?
DC show about mutants.
I think there's a DC show about mutants.
You mean the Marvel show about mutant Legion?
No, that's a cool show. This one's called like DC's Future fucking Mutants or Future fucking...
Legends of Tomorrow?
Maybe.
It's part of the Arrowverse?
Yeah, maybe. Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah, I did see the first episode. It was kind of cool. You know the guy that played Superman in Superman Returns? I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
He's the Atom in it, and that's pretty neat. They introduce all those characters throughout the other shows, but yeah, they time travel and like try to stop events from happening every episode, and it's like a fucking Justice League-type cast of people in it. It's interesting. I don't really care for the CW shows anymore because it's so fucking like, I'm fucking this person's fucking this person, now we're mad at each other. Oh, here's my shirt off. Oh, soap opera. Oh, I'm gonna shoot an arrow. Oh. Like... I'm just like, fuck, man. It's just so soap opery that I just don't give a fuck.
It is weird the way WB still makes shows that seems CW. Like the... Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
They feel like they're the kind of shows that they also already used to release, like Xena and fucking Buffy and shit. And,
yeah, the melodrama.
And I was like, but I didn't know that was still a fucking fad to like.
I'm not going to lie, though. The first like two seasons of Flash, and I've heard The Flash is still really good, and I heard Supergirl's really good, too. I just don't... That's a lot of commitment. Like, Arrow's like six seasons long. Flash is like three. Supergirl's like three or four. Like,
ugh.
I mean, there's a lot of... And
I got a headache just thinking about
it. It's 22-minute episode or 22 episodes, 43 minutes apiece.
Fuck.
That's first season.
Nah.
Like, The Office...
You better be
do.
Game of Thrones, bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, invest 60 hours of your life into something.
I can do.
Yeah. I know. We need to start watching... Oh, we need to watch Westworld.
No.
What?
I'm waiting.
For what?
A long time.
For like Westworld?
Six episodes I want to be able to binge in a row.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
That's how long I'm waiting.
I'll watch it without you.
Okay, great. Bye. Hey, swear to God, if anything... Oh, I'll be so mad if you start watching Westworld.
What? You just said I'm not going to watch it for six episodes.
You weren't either.
That's 6 weeks. I didn't say 6 weeks. You I was should, just like...
You're going to wait it out.
No, you're like, oh, I'm going to... All I said was that I was going to wait, like, a couple episodes, because I didn't want to watch it right then.
At six.
That a couple is two.
What?
So, when you're a couple, you have six fucking people in it?
Yeah, a couple people over tonight,
that's
six people.
That's several. What's a few to you?
A few? 3 to 5.
Exactly. What's a couple?
Like 6 to 10.
there goes the ball into the stands. Home run.
Baker's dozen. I don't know.
Tony Sansonetti. That's his fourth this episode. All right.
Hey. Hey, man.
No, that was good. I set you up for that.
Yeah.
I was like, I
knocked it out of the park.
I know. I was like, I hope he says 6 to 10. That's what I was thinking. And you did, man. I projected right into your fucking brain, dude.
Oh, you think you're Phenomenon, dude? John Travolta Phenomenon?
I'd rather go with Michael. I'm a archangel.
Yeah, you would fall from heaven just to come down here and make out with dudes and fucking like kill cats and be weird.
He didn't kill cats.
Think about it.
What? Explain
Read
yourself.
Read between the lines.
You're the worst. What else you see? Lost in Space. Go check it out.
Or not.
No, I think you... I really legit think that you would like it. You should check... You would... Yeah, it's sci-fi, dude. You'll love it.
I watched 2 episodes of Lie to Me with Tim Roth.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I used to like that show a lot. I watched like 2 seasons of it. But then there's like 4 seasons now.
Yeah, I watched the first like 5 episodes and I was like, this is cool. And I was like, I don't really care for it though. Because it's those types of shows is the exact same thing.
Oh, it's House, yeah.
With barely any storyline connective tissue to give you some type of payoff at the end. I'd rather have something that's more dense.
Well, I only watched 2 episodes that I searched for that were dealing with him trying to track a serial killer that was uncaught.
Because?
Because that's way cooler.
Oh, so you just want to check out those, like a greatest
hits. Yeah, like a great one, like a great episode, because there's no like you said, continuity to fucking like hold out for.
Yeah, you literally can watch any episode. And
that's
be like,
what I did.
Yeah.
Same with House. You can go, what disease sounds interesting?
Those shows are great to go to sleep to, because if you do fall asleep and wake up and they're like, it's still not lupus in another episode, you're like, well, I didn't miss much.
Oh, that's how I was with Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I was like, no investment.
Right.
I give that like a 5 out of 10.
Rewatchability on it.
Shut up.
Captain America, the First Avenger. I'm also going to do the Avengers and Thor Dark World and half of Captain America Winter Soldier. I watched all of those.
Wow.
First Avenger holds up like no one's business. You watch the end with me. That ending is touching. That's a good fucking flick. Like, in general, not even superhero movie. That's like a cool movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I think that works, like, better than a lot of them do.
When are you going to watch Age of Ultron?
I think I have 3 more movies to watch than that.
That'd be cool.
I haven't seen Age of Ultron in a while. I don't remember Thor Dark World at all. He gets his hand cut off at one point.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
No.
Okay.
I was disagreeing.
Okay. You're like, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, he's a hologram. You're like, oh, shit. And then Loki dies in Thor Dark World. And then that ties it together to fucking Ragnarok when he is Odin. Because at the end of it, he's Odin. Like, he's not actually dead. Like, he was playing Odin.
Yeah, he's playing dead on the planet.
Yeah, but you legit think he died.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a heartfelt scene between the two.
Well, yeah, that's why fucking Thor's like, hey, man, I thought you were dead.
Natalie Portman and Kat Dennings, I did not care for either in that movie.
Nah.
I used to like her in that movie. I was like, she was the only saving grace, and I watched it, I'm like, you're annoying.
Garbage.
And Natalie Portman, Jesus Christ, like, her character, once Thor leaves for 2 years, I guess, spends her time fucking not doing science in her pajamas and eating an ice cream because she's so sad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What?
So she's just fucking melancholy bullshit.
That's such a bad... That upset me. But yeah, Captain America the First Avenger was so dope. The Tesseract and shit like that. Them, you just seeing them connecting the dots to get up to Infinity War. It's wild. To think about how long ago that came. The Avengers was fucking dope as hell, too. That movie rocks. I haven't seen these movies in a while. And like, yeah, rewatching them, I'm like, these are really good. Better than I remember, like, too. Like, I remember being like, oh, I love these. And then I was like, maybe I just like them because I like comics. And maybe that is still, but like rewatching them, I love them.
Watched Winter Soldier?
I'm halfway through it. I have it on this flash drive. I'll leave it on there for you.
Nice.
Winter Soldier's fucking sick.
It's probably the most action. It's probably my favorite action in any of them.
Yeah, it's good. That movie holds up like crazy.
That one and fucking Civil War
yeah.
has really good action because Black Panther, like,
is so much better than Black Panther in the movie.
I've got such a debate. And that is that if Black Panther was one-on-one with nearly anyone, mm-hmm. he would fucking win. With Bucky, he nearly stabbed his throat, but fucking Scarlet Witch stopped him. Mm-hmm. He had his fucking paws on his throat.
Scarlet Witch would rip him in half.
Oh, well, no, I meant like anyone that he fights in this movie.
Oh, okay.
Bucky, Cap, mm-hmm. or Iron Man.
Yeah.
I think he has a chance to win every fight with all three of those. And he almost fucking, he could have killed fucking Captain America. Like, it's crazy. If you really, really watch, like, what he does, he's better than all three of those.
Josie brought up an insane point that I didn't even grasp, and I felt very dumb for it. So, you know, in Captain America Winter Soldier, or not Winter Soldier, Captain America the First Avenger, when he gets the shield, the vibranium shield?
Yeah.
Howard Stark's like, that's all we have. And then the only time that vibranium... And the only place that it exists is Wakanda, has ever left it, was when fucking Andy Serkis took it
yeah.
in the 90s.
Yeah.
So how the fuck did Howard Stark get vibranium?
Before. Wait, so they're saying like Andy Serkis bringing the Wakandan.
No, you're not listening. So in 1940s, in 1940s,
right.
Howard Stark has the vibranium shield. That he made. He said that's all the vibranium we had. And then in fucking Black Panther, they say that the only person that has ever gotten vibranium out of Wakanda is Andy Serkis in the 90s.
So you're saying Andy Serkis is Tony Stark's dad?
No, so I'm saying how the fuck did Howard Stark get the vibranium in the first place?
A goddamn meteor that hit the fucking Earth. He got a shred of it in his backyard and he dug it up.
Yeah, all the way from Wakanda all the way over to
Gaza. No. It was a fucking tail. The tail of it fell in a different part of the world.
I don't know. But yeah, she brought that up and I was like, wow, that's a really good point. I never thought about that. Vibranium only exists there and somehow he had a little bit of it. Like, how do you get that?
Well, maybe he was an explorer like Magellan.
Ah, you're an idiot.
Okay. He traveled the jungles and he picks it up.
What else did you see? I give all those movies
Well, you gave no ending to the story.
What do you mean?
What's your explanation for it?
I have no idea, but I think they're going to explain that in Infinity War, because like the third act takes place at Wakanda.
Oh, all right.
Or maybe he'll just be like, hey, Cap, now that we're not fighting each other and shit like that, how the fuck did you get that vibranium?
Yeah.
Because we kill motherfuckers because of that shit.
I don't have a solution. I mean, maybe they just should have put one more flashback to fucking Tony Stark's dad being like, ooh, what's that in the jungle?
Yeah, maybe.
That'd have been good.
And we watched Doctor Strange.
I like Doctor Strange.
I haven't seen that in a while. And like that whole, the last like 45 minutes of that movie is fucking incredible. The whole movie is really good, but like I can, the origin part, the beginning and stuff like that kind of drags a bit. And then him like, I'm so angry I can't write or cut people anymore and that shit. Like, it's cool.
What about these? And just shakes his hands everywhere.
Yeah, it's cool and all, but like it really picks up like in the last like 45, but probably last hour of the movie, like when all the cool shit happens.
Fucking that one dude's real mean. Mondo.
Is that the leader of the bad group?
No, he's a dude at the end that decides that wizards are bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, what an asshole.
Yeah, he's very black and white. And I don't mean that in like a racist way. I'm saying like he sees things as like good or evil. You can't do this. And are you going to open every cupboard, Paul?
Oh, if he goes in there, just close it.
Look behind you. He's just like, pop. I'm going to go sit in here now. Fuck.
Oh, me. I wish I had something that was kind of like simple that I would want to throw and hit the fucking cabinet door with it and scare him.
Nothing. I threw a pencil at the cabinet door and he did nothing. Prick. Oh, there you go. You got him.
Ah-ha-ha. We got ya. Yeah. Startled as fuck.
All right. So, Doctor Strange. Yeah, that whole, like, the fucking building shifting in and shit like that looks so dope. Like, that movie actually, like, looks really good, too. And there's a lot of green screen action in it.
It is crazy.
But it looks rad. What do you give Doctor Strange?
Fucking, like, 8.5. Like, I really enjoyed it.
I think
it's
I give
fun.
That one, like, a 9. That movie holds up, like, no, I'll give it, like, an 8. That movie is really good, though. All right, so let's hop into do you have anything else?
I also saw 28 Weeks Later.
And?
It's so fucking good. Everyone should see 28 Weeks Later.
And Tony and I, what do you give it?
No, 9 out of 10.
Tony and I started watching fucking Batman Ninja tonight.
Yeah.
Holy fucking shit. How dope is that first 25 minutes?
So Asian. Dude, it's so much of it's such anime.
Yeah.
It's such craziness.
Yeah, it's anime.
But I mean, I didn't expect that much anime influence.
Really?
Yeah.
It was like written by
and the art is like crazy watercolor, fucking like it's really unique looking and the way it flows.
And the fucking storyline's sick as hell too. Gorilla Grodd makes a fucking time machine and takes every villain and hero from Gotham City back to feudal Japan.
Fuck yeah, he does.
It's so fucking dope. But then again, I haven't seen the last hour. They could really shit the bed in
it. Oh, God, it could fucking suck.
But I doubt it. The first 25 minutes, I was like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen in my
life.
It's
craziness. It's awesome.
Right now, I give it like a solid 10.
Yeah, it's a 10 right now.
Wow, really?
Yeah, really.
All right, let's have an attest to Tony. We watched The Truman Show.
Yeah, the fucking incarceration of an innocent baby in a big fucking bubble world.
Wow, nice. That was prolific.
Dude, I told you.
The incarceration of a baby.
I always shine in the third act.
Yeah, you do. This is your Wakanda right here.
Dude, this is my fucking Romanov's third.
All right. You had it, and then you fucking let it go. There it goes. Whole episode down the tubes. Truman Show, though. I remember liking the movie, but I don't remember being like, dude, The Truman Show is fucking way dope. But goddamn, The Truman Show is way dope. I really enjoyed it. I give that movie probably like, I'm going to give my score now, but we'll talk about it still.
Yeah, it's fun, super clever.
Like an 8.
Yeah, I give it a 7. I'm not going to rewatch it a lot of times in my life since now, but I like it.
I could see watching that like every couple years.
You know which one I used to watch a lot?
Liar.
Pleasantville.
I did not really care for Pleasant. That's Tobey Maguire, right?
Yeah.
And like everything turns to color once they start fucking diddling each other.
Second base. Oh, the roses are red.
Yeah. Oh my God. Look at that apple. I'm horny.
Look at my pink cock.
Jesus Christ. Look at my white cum. I wish you could name the episode that. Look at my white cum.
Yeah. That's a name. That's a title.
But yeah, Truman Show. I think it's a very poignant movie that was ahead of its time and that called a lot of how we view shit now.
Oh, yeah. It was very, very clever and smart and well shot. Like, really cool, like, fucking, like, cinematography and all that.
And the concept alone is just so good. I don't know. I really enjoyed
that
movie.
Yeah, it's great.
Seven, though, huh?
Yeah, just because rewatchability.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It's like a, like...
I see it once a decade.
Really?
Yeah.
Not every, like, three, four... Every couple of years?
Not anymore. Not six maybe to ten. Earlier. Maybe earlier in my life. Probably seen it four times.
Yeah, I think I've probably seen it around that. I had it on VHS.
Cool.
Yeah, thank you. All right, so that brings us into Movie of the Week. Oh, wait, but we were talking when we were watching The Truman Show. I was like, dude, what if they made a sequel to The Truman Show where it shows him getting out and then all the shit that he would have to deal with being the most famous person alive? And, like, if he married that girl, the continuation of it. And then what was her idea? Oh, he has to have cameras on him at all times. And yeah. He starts to revert back. So he has, like, webcams. And it's the Truman, like, YouTube live page and shit like that.
What if it's called The Truman Life?
The, what?
Instead of The Truman Show.
The Truman Life? I think we can get a better title in.
What? Well, I've only heard one suggestion. Fucking... You know, fucking
came from my fucking lips. So
my God, if anyone in the fucking nosebleeds wants to chime in,
how about
True Life?
That's good. I like
fuck
that.
Fuck off.
Nosebleeds got it. Tony was dumb.
I'm the coal that runs this train, baby.
You really are. No, I like that. True Life. That's sick. Well, MTV's like, sued.
Yeah, you've been fucking sued immediately.
True Life, I want to be a male model. Do you remember that episode?
No, but I mean.
The singer from Attila was in it. Franz. Oh. When he was like 15 and all like pimply face and shit. Was it in Attila? They show Attila playing a backyard barbecue when they were like 15 years
That's
old.
That's funny.
It's insane.
What an asshole.
But yeah, so the sequel to The Truman Show. What else? You had an idea for it. The sequel. You probably can't remember.
No, I can't remember it.
Cole that drives this train straight into the fucking
You
ground.
Like that, though? That was a good analogy.
Yeah, it was great.
I don't know. I forget what my idea was for a new Truman Show.
A sequel, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Well, you said, like, new, like a reboot.
Shut up. Dude, new Truman Show? He's a dude who lives in Hollow Earth. And it's Hollow Earth Truman Show, dude. But then he... Fucking, they tell him, don't dig. You can't dig. You're scared of digging. No one should dig up. And then he digs up, finds this world.
He already has this world.
You know?
He goes out of the bubble into our world.
Isn't that crazy? But
no.
It's Hollow Earth version, where he's underground his whole life.
That wasn't his
And
suggestion.
He doesn't know that dwelling on the ground is even capable.
All right, so he didn't suggest
that. I thought of it on the whim, dude.
It was a better idea the first time.
Dude, ride my wave.
I can't.
Or stop fucking getting me fucking knocked off my board.
Oh, wow. You're trying to get another analogy and really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm the cool that drives it. Try to not to get wax my board so I can ride it, okay?
Yeah, don't put rocks on it. Put wax on
it. Wash my car before you put gas in it. That's all I'm saying.
Build the cart before you carry a fucking horse with it.
Buy the pasta before you boil the water. See, I got analogies too, motherfucker. I like that. Buy the pasta before you boil the water. I'm going to say that. Someone's going to be like, wait, what?
Yeah, that's going to be a real asshole statement.
The actual, your first analogy actually made sense. But
yeah,
I like that.
My first one was poignant.
Well, that's like, don't put the carriage before the horse. I think that's kind of
exactly.
Like, don't, like, that's buy the pasta before you boil the water. That's my carriage before
the horse. I
guess
you could say it with everything that's a process.
What do you mean?
Don't brush your teeth before you put the toothpaste on it. Fucking asshole, like anything.
Don't wipe before you shit.
don't fucking beat the game before you plug in the system. Like anything. Don't go to sleep before you go to bed. Whoa.
That, my mind just... is my nose bleeding?
Oh, God. My eyes have seen new dimensions.
Jesus, Lord. Friggin' fourth dimension. We're breaking the walls.
Is that a Sephiroth, the tree of life, dude?
Do you remember there was a friend that used to do a whole bunch of drugs? And they spent a night at a party, like 5 hours, staring at a peacock feather.
Oh,
because they
there
heard
were feathers. Yeah,
because
I remember
they heard
these
that
asshole
feathers. They heard that peacock see in the fourth dimension.
Oh, for Christ's
so
sake!
So they were looking through the feather the entire night, and I remember someone walked past them, and they were like, "You're ruining my buzz." I was like, "You don't sound like you're having a good time."
Hey, so, you shouldn't have to try this hard.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's like, "No, peacock see in the fourth dimension, so I'll see the fourth dimension.
Peacocks don't have to look through their fucking feathers.
I don't think they've seen the fourth dimension. Isn't that time?
Either way, I guess, yeah, I don't know, man. I live in a three-dimensional world, dude, and I'm a three-dimensional girl.
Yeah, nice. That's not a saying. Don't fucking...
No, that's a Barbie Girl song. Like, don't, I'm Barbie Girl in a Barbie world.
Yeah. No, I think, isn't it, I'm a material girl in a material world? Isn't that what you're quoting?
I don't know.
Yeah.
What's that from?
I don't know. Something.
Oh, it's like, I'm a material girl and I live in a material world.
That might be it. I just remember it from a movie. Nice. I like this. All right. I hate this, actually. All right, let's hop into movie of the week, unless you want to do more cool fucking analogies.
No, welcome to the club. I hate you.
All right. close the door before you say hi.
Okay. You drove back in!
What do you mean?
You wanted to take the car out of the driveway, but you pulled back in.
What's that one? Is that one of your analogies?
That's just me saying, like, you said you didn't like this, and then you came back to it.
Oh, no, you were saying something that I hated. I can't remember.
I did not say anything you hated. Fuck off. You did it yourself.
There was something there that I was like, ugh, this is the worst. And then I wanted to go back to the analogy days, but I can't think of any. All right, so movie of the week. We watched Circle, which is very low budget.
One room, baby.
Yeah, one room. They don't show any flashbacks, right? There's only the ending.
Yeah.
Okay. So it takes place in one room. Obviously, it's a circle of people.
Circular room.
Yes,
know,
and they all jerk off, and the first one to come dies.
Yeah, there's a nipple in the middle.
Yeah, and then Limp Bizkit plays.
Which song?
Break Stuff. No, Rollin'. Rollin', 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 rollin'. What? That song.
That's such a strange band.
Limp Bizkit's awesome.
What?
Break Stuff, listen to that dude. Down, down. Down, you'd be like, fuck yeah, dude. I bet
it's just one of those things
when you don't want to wake up, everything is fucked. No, I bet in your fucking Kia Soul, you're blasting that
not
shit.
Not a Kia Soul, you stupid son of a bitch. It's a Mazda.
It's a Mazda CXR 500. Get off its ass.
Oh my god. What are you driving, a Datsun out there? Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah, I'm driving a Datsun. Datsun, we got Datsun here.
Yeah. I knew it was coming. As soon as I said it, I said, shit, it's an old car brand, but it's also a character.
He's gonna do it.
He's got fucking Tourette's for fucking recalling shit.
All right, so we watched Circle, and like I said, there's people in the circle.
Fuck.
And then it seems like it randomly, like this bulb in the middle randomly picks someone to kill, and it happens about every, what, 2 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Starts out with 52 people. So this is basically like real time.
Yeah, you get to see someone die every minute of the movie.
Yeah, and not in cool ways either. It's the same way. It's electrocution.
Yeah, a little like zap, and then they just fall over.
It's a mind fuck of a movie, and they definitely tried to push like racial issues and what would happen if like a racist was in a room with 52 people. And oh, the thing is that when you close your hand and think about somebody, I'm guessing?
Yeah, you point it with your mind.
Yeah, you point with your mind, and then you close your hand or you think about that person, they're the ones that die, but it's a vote.
Yeah,
and if you tie,
has to vote, yeah.
Then it goes to like sudden death, and if neither person votes, they both die?
Yeah.
Or if no one votes for the people, yeah.
Yep.
There's some really cool aspects of this movie.
Oh, it's a clever game they play.
On paper, this movie sounds great, but it just sucks that it's a bunch of no-name actors. Like, imagine that movie if you had, like, Ed Norton, fucking Charlie Sheen, no, I'm kidding, Hugh Jackman, fucking, like, you just, like, layered it with a ton of, like, I like how those are my two. Like,
I know,
Ed
I was
Norton,
like, I was like, you
Hugh Jackman,
exhausted every actor
Christian
you can think
Bale,
of in the moment.
Fucking Morgan Freeman,
wow.
Brad Pitt, George Clooney, Kevin Bacon.
That's the whole list, baby.
Anton Yelchin, but he's dead.
Wow, you thought, you made a list of like eight actors and one wasn't alive. It's how bad you are.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, ah, damn it.
Son of a, god. Fucking Chris Fox shit.
These things are dropping like flies.
River Phoenix. I don't know. Bob Hope. Fuck.
But yeah, the actors are the rough part of it.
Yeah, they're kind of shitty.
Yeah, and it definitely has a lot of cliches.
You know what
too.
I like about it?
What?
I like that it's fair. Chaos, dude. Just like the Joker said.
Oh, geez. Right now, Tony's wearing a female nurse outfit. And he's got a fucking revolver, and he's handing it to me.
Introduce a little chaos. How's it going?
End of the world.
What the fuck did he say when he like combs his hair over? He's like,
hi. Yeah, it is. It's so creepy. That movie fucking rocks, though.
Oh, yeah.
God damn. I have the Dark Knight trilogy on Blu-ray if you ever want to watch it with me.
Nah.
Go to my room.
Why?
I don't know. I got different scenery.
All right.
So
if you want to watch three movies in your room alone, dude, like...
We can watch it downstairs because Tony got an Xbox One. What up? My boy got one. He got one. Got one.
Means nothing.
Now we're going to play PUBG and Halo.
No, neither.
All the time.
I already beat Halo 3.
No, you didn't. You started playing Halo 4. You probably played one round.
Check it, dude. Check it on the sys tonight, dude.
When'd you beat it?
Today.
Doubt that.
Watch me, bitch.
That's got to be at least an 8-hour campaign.
Busted through it, dude. Played the last mission. Killed it.
That's it.
Yeah.
So, what'd you think of the game. Circle? You haven't talked really about it at all. You're just like, yeah, Circle, they die. It's fair. Oh, it's chaos. Introduce a little chaos. You remember the Joker?
No, I like the concept. I like the fucking, what it actually is, way more. Are we giving anything away?
It's an elimination game where people die. And
no,
people
I mean
vote.
Like the ending.
Yeah, sure, fuck it. It
comes down
great.
To one, you know, obviously.
Well, duh, yeah.
And then that one is fucking transported back to their fucking planet, the face of the planet, and everyone that's left on Earth is just winners of this fucked up game.
Yeah, so I wonder what six... Well, wait, hold on. How do we do this? 52...
8 billion?
There's 52 people in the game and only one survives. So would I do 8 billion divided by 52? Is that right?
Nope.
Why not?
Because each group of 52 would be part of 8 billion. Then there'd be one winner out of 52. But there'd be millions of fucking contestant teams.
No, what I'm saying, though, is that like once they did it to the entire world, right?
Probably a couple hundred thousand people
and
left.
52 people were taken and only one survived.
Yeah, probably a couple hundred thousand people left on the Earth.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but they're all like...
How do we do that math?
I don't know. Right. Wait.
Keep talking, because I think I got this.
Wait, I think I got it. It's an addition thing. Like,
no, it's the cross multiplication.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
So you'd have to have like 8 billion.
Turn that plus then, on its side, dude.
And then X. X over 8 billion, and then you have 52, or 1 over 52.
Hang on, let me get my marker on the window.
So yeah, it is 52 divided by 8 million, or 8 billion. But I don't have that because I can't do... I can't write billion into my phone. I can only go to million. Oh, that's 800. So let's do 8 million. 8 million divided by 50, or hold on, 8 million. Does this work? Check this out, dude. Oh, fuck.
So bad at this. This is a fucking... This is a fucking podcast. You're pulling up Tony.
5.2. 0.19 people would be left. I think I did that wrong.
Yeah. I think so.
Well, if anyone can tweet us and let us know what that is.
Wait, what did you say it was? How many people? What?
0.19, I was joking. I was like, I think I did that wrong. Obviously, it's not 0.19 of a person.
Okay.
Unless I moved the decimal wrong.
Yeah, it must have been a decimal.
It's got to be your bull.
Yeah, you got to move your decimal over, I don't know, 5 or 6 fucking places.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
So,
Paul's fucking arithmetic corner.
Yeah, that was pretty good. All right, no, so the...
Total blunder.
Yeah, at the end, so there's, yeah, one person left from each one, and they're all the people left on Earth. No explanation, though, it's kind of like it follows.
But it's aliens, dude.
Well, yeah.
It's aliens running social experiments, and then they're cultivating the planet with just our most powerful psychopaths.
That's true.
Pretty much.
Or pregnant ladies.
The best of us.
Because there was a pregnant...
Or the most innocent of us.
Which didn't make sense, because I did see a pregnant lady at the end, I think, right?
Yeah, there was a baby that was voting.
Yeah, well, no, I'm saying, like, at the end of the... When they're outside of the ships, there's a pregnant woman.
Yeah.
So that means her baby's dead inside of her.
Yeah, she's a barren fucking wasteland.
Well, yeah, because it would have to be, because the other time...
The baby would have been a vote.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, she voted her baby dead.
Yeah. That's the psychopath. Are you chewing ice right
now?
Yeah,
I had to bite an ice cube. Sorry.
What for?
It fell in my mouth when I was drinking the pop.
You didn't want to spit it back in?
No. So what am I, a heathen?
I want to just chomp, chomp, chomp right into the microphone?
Man, the listeners love hearing my fucking different sound effects.
Really? You call that a sound effect? You eating?
It's not eating. It's just water.
Yeah, I guess you're like chewing, drinking.
Shut up.
Chew drinking.
You're a fucking chew.
Okay. All right. So next week. So what do you give Circle? I give it like a 5.
5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next week, Tessa Tony's going to be Battlefield Earth. Strap in. We're going to space, motherfuckers.
That's a 3-hour epic.
That's 3 hours?
It's something heavy. It's a heavy one.
Good luck.
Oh, fuck off.
And movie of the week is Kodachrome. That just came out on Netflix. We talked about that a few weeks back. The Ed Harrison, what's it, Jason Sudeikis, I finally remember his name.
Kodachrome. It's Russian as fuck.
Yeah, and Elizabeth Olsen are in it. So I think it looks good. So that's on Netflix. Check it out. Watch it with us. Did you see that new docu-series that came to Netflix? It's Bobby Kennedy for president.
Yeah.
I think you're going to be way into that.
Oh, yeah. I saw it, and I almost started it.
Why didn't you?
Because I just didn't have time.
Doubt that. You were watching fucking Marco Polo.
Well, I wanted to watch the fight.
Have you seen that before?
Yeah. It's a really good fight.
Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he was like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, I'm let's like, take a step back here.
Just
I can save you a lot of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
And
you
got great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on, he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50, Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cavs Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. It's fantastic.